I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, February the 26th. Manic Community Health Center says they expect to continue offering their COVID-19 vaccination clinic at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy, even though the state is redirecting vaccines to mass vaccination sites. Manic has been offering the vaccines and COVID testing at that site, which will eventually become a new special education learning center. Manit is also offering COVID-19 vaccinations for its patients at their headquarters on West Squantum Street in North Quincy and at locations in Taunton and Hall. Beth Israel Leahy is also offering COVID-19 vaccinations for its patients at the State Street South Complex in North Quincy. Quincy Councilor at Large Ann Mahoney wants to know how Quincy College is impacting the city's budget. Mahoney will introduce a resolution at Monday night's meeting requesting an update on the Quincy College enrollment, student breakdown, the $2.4 million budget shortfall, and a five-year financial plan. About half of Quincy's first, second, and third graders have opted to return to classes full-time. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says this is the first week that the younger students have the option of returning to full-time in-person learning. This week also began the voluntary pooled testing program for COVID-19 in the schools. High school seniors can return to full-time in-person learning on Monday, and then fourth and fifth graders on March 22nd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will deliver his annual State of the City address on Tuesday, March 9th. Koch says he'll focus on many of the projects he spoke about during his last inauguration, including plans for a 15-story office building in Quincy Center for city offices and for Quincy College, and a new performing arts center in Quincy Center. The mayor may hold a speech outside City Hall, depending on the weather. Quincy City Council wants an update on what property has been purchased to make way for a new Quincy police station. Councilor at Large Ann Mahoney will submit a resolution at Monday night's meeting requesting an update from the administration on the property that's been purchased around the police station on C Street. The mayor is requesting $120 million to move forward with the new public safety headquarters. City Council has already approved $32.5 million for the property purchases and demolition of the current station. Councilor Mahoney will also introduce a resolution requesting an update on the Quincy College financial situation. Monday night's meeting will be held remotely beginning at 6:30 and will be carried on Quincy Access Television. Hundreds of thousands of homeowners across the U.S. would pay more in federal subsidized flood insurance if rates accurately reflected the risk. It's according to a new report from the research group First Street Foundation. The report comes at the same time that FEMA is working to revise premiums for the National Flood Insurance Program. FEMA says the new premiums will be more in line with real-life costs. If the First Street data is any indication, it could mean rates more than five times higher than what they currently are. First Street, a nonprofit research and technology group, identified 4.3 million residential properties as having substantial flood risk that would result in damage and financial losses. The Quincy Housing Authority is one of the first in the state to receive COVID-19 vaccines. Director James Marathis says beginning March 4th, vaccines will be given out to any eligible Housing Authority resident in Quincy or Hingham who wants one. Marathis says they'll go building by building, floor by floor, and unit by unit, starting at Drowen Apartments and then moving to Tobin, Sawyer, Pagnano, and wrapping up on March 12th at O'Brien Towers. Consent forms will be required, and residents will have to show ID to get vaccinated. Vaccinations will be done right outside the tenant's unit, and healthcare professionals will be monitoring the process. Translators will also be available. Stop & Shop is providing the vaccines from Moderna. There will be no cost to residents. Tenants of Hingham Housing Authority units will also be vaccinated beginning March 4th. Maratha says he hopes to offer vaccines to the family housing units when they become available. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the new General's Bridge that is being built in Quincy Center will be dedicated on September 11th. Koch says he decided to reschedule the dedication ceremony from this Memorial Day to September 11th after consulting with Governor Baker regarding the pandemic. He says the governor felt that the later date would be more conducive to larger crowds and that the weather would also be better. Koch also said construction on the new bridge won't be completed until July. The $7 million state-funded bridge will span the MBTA tracks and link the Bergen Parkway with Hancock Street in Quincy Center and provide a direct connection to the new parking garage at the former Hancock parking lot. The bridge will be dedicated to Quincy natives General Joseph Dunford, Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General James McConville, Army Vice Chief of Staff, and retired Generals Ronald Rand and Gordon Sullivan. Project began in March of 2018. Mayor says there will be a collation on the evening of September 10th, then a dedication on September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the United States. A proposed Department of Equity and Social Justice in Quincy appears unlikely after Mayor Thomas Koch said he doesn't see the need for the new position. Koch says he believes issues of equity can be handled by existing city staff and potential new hires. The city council passed an ordinance establishing the new department. However, it's up to the mayor to fund it and appoint a director. The movement came about after a series of rallies regarding race and police reform in the wake of the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Supporters said the creation of the new department would demonstrate that Quincy is on the forefront of addressing issues of racial inequity. However, others said they felt a new city department was not the best way to move forward. City Council did pass, and the mayor will sign a new ordinance requiring city jobs to be posted on the city website. The pandemic and inadequate salary are hampering efforts to hire a new health commissioner in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch says several candidates for the position have fallen through, and he believes it's because they are reluctant to leave their current positions during the pandemic, and also says the $105,000 salary is lower than comparably sized communities. Former Commissioner Ruth Jones retired last month after almost 2 years in the position and almost 20 years with the city. Koch says that he's confident in the abilities of the health department staff, although he wants to appoint a new commissioner soon. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says an anonymous donor has contributed $50,000 to its HomeSafe program and agreed to match another $50,000. Director Rick Doan says the donation came in after they had shared the story of a Weymouth man who was saved from homelessness by the HomeSafe program. The man had lost his job due to the pandemic and was facing eviction, but the HomeSafe program provided emergency assistance. Doan says the story moved the anonymous donation and also moved the donor to agree to match another $50,000 in donations to their HomeSafe program. Well, as the Massachusetts vaccine rollout lurches forward and local COVID-19 rates continue to decline, Governor Baker announced yesterday the state will move into the final phase of his administration's reopening plan next month, as long as the public health data continues to get better. During a press conference at a restaurant in Salem, the governor announced plans to move to the first step of Phase 4 of the reopening plan on March 22nd, allowing large venues that can host over 5,000 people, including Fenway Park, Gillette Stadium, and TD Garden, to reopen at 12% capacity. The new rules come ahead of the Red Sox opening day game on April 1st at Fenway Park, as well as before the beginning of the New England Revolution season later that month. Celtics and Bruins have been playing in a fanless TD Garden for several months. The announcement also comes after the Patriots told season ticket holders that they were very optimistic about having fans back at Gillette Stadium for the 2021 season. TD Garden officials subsequently announced that the first Bruins game with fans will be hosted on March 23rd, followed by the first Celtics game with fans on March 29th. In addition to the 12% occupancy limit, fans at the TD Garden will be required to wear a mask at all times except while actively eating or drinking. Tickets will be mobile only, and seats will be sold in pods of 2 and 4 with at least 6 feet between groups. Red Sox said they'll announce details about their health and safety protocols in the coming weeks, though they did say the season ticket holders will get the first opportunity to attend games at Fenway. And the team said they expect Fenway to continue to operate as a mass vaccination site beyond the start of the regular season. Fenway Park and Gillette are two of the state's high-volume mass vaccination sites, which Baker has described as central to the state's rollout. He says he does not know if those will continue once fans are back. The governor did face some tough questions from state lawmakers in a legislative hearing yesterday. Senator Eric Lesser, who's been critical of the state's vaccine website, accused Baker of being slow to address problems. The hearing before the legislature's Joint Committee on COVID-19 and Emergency Preparedness had the governor defending the state's record. He said Massachusetts is at the top of the country for first vaccination shots among states with 5 million people or more. Also in the hot seat, the creator of the state's online vaccination booking system, PrepMod, Tiffany Tate, who said health officials didn't buy into all of its services at first. Later yesterday, Secretary of Health and Human Services Mary Lou Sutters testified and took responsibility for the problems with the websites. Massachusetts still seeing large numbers of illegitimate unemployment claims nearly a year into the pandemic as a result of a nationwide scam. The Department of Unemployment Assistance said it has prevented $19.2 billion in fraudulent payments from being dispersed between April 2020 and January 2021. There have been $219 million in issued payments confirmed to be fraudulent and 468 million payments that are potentially fraudulent over that same time. About $252 million in fraudulent payments have been recovered. Out of more than 2 million claims for unemployment assistance and pandemic unemployment assistance, the state's identified 156,000 as fraudulent. The department said it's using enhanced identity verification measures that may slow down payments for some claims in order to root out fraud. And it's also warning about a scam targeting Massachusetts residents where a text message with a link asks claimants to enter their login and password on a site resembling the official state unemployment website. Anybody who thinks a fake unemployment claim was filed in their name should fill out a fraud contact form on the state website. Other news, a U.S. airstrike in Syria targeted facilities belonging to a powerful Iranian-backed Iraqi armed group, killing one of their militiamen and wounding a number of others. The Pentagon said the strikes were retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq earlier this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. Democrats ready to shove a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package through the House today. Despite a setback, that means a minimum wage boost is unlikely to be in the final version that reaches President Biden. A near party line vote seems certain on the measure, Biden's first crack at his initial legislative goal of acting decisively against the pandemic. In the year since the coronavirus has taken hold, it has stalled much of the economy, killed 500,000 Americans, and reshaped the daily lives of virtually everyone. The relief bill would provide millions of people with $1,400 direct payments It contains billions of dollars for vaccines and COVID-19 testing. Schools, state and local governments, the ailing restaurant and airline industries, and emergency jobless benefits, while providing tax breaks to lower earners and families with children. Days after marking a solemn milestone in the pandemic, President Biden is celebrating the pace of his efforts to end it. Yesterday, Biden marked the administration of the 50 millionth dose of COVID-19 vaccine since his swearing in. The moment came days after the nation reached the devastating milestone of 500,000 coronavirus deaths, and ahead of a meeting with the nation's governors on plans to speed the distribution even further. Tiger Woods was moved to another Los Angeles hospital after undergoing surgery to his right leg after being badly injured in a car crash. Harbor UCLA Medical Center said Woods was transferred to Cedars Sinai Medical Center for continuing orthopedic care and recovery. Woods was hurt Tuesday when his SUV he was driving on a downhill stretch of road struck a raised median in a coastal Los Angeles suburb, crossed into oncoming lanes, and flipped over several times. The catastrophic Texas blackout was a wider failure than the state's power grid, which teetered on the brink of an even bigger collapse during a freeze that knocked out electricity to 4 million customers. One CEO said he sounded warning days before what became one of the worst power outages in U.S. history, including to the office of Republican Governor Greg Abbott, whose regulatory appointees came under sharp criticism during the first investigative hearing since last week's crisis. Leaders of other power companies said they thought the system would hold, while also acknowledging that a failure to buttress their generators against sub-freezing weather contributed to the outages. Lady Gaga's dog walker was shot. Two of the singer's French bulldogs were stolen in Hollywood during an armed robbery. The singer is now offering a $500,000 reward. The dog walker was shot once Wednesday night and is expected to survive his injuries. According to LA police, the man was walking three of Lady Gaga's dogs at the time. One escaped. That dog has been recovered safely. Check of business news, and stocks had a big sell-off yesterday. The Dow was down 559. NASDAQ lost 478, and the S&P dropped 96. Shares also skidded in Europe and Asia. The dollar fell. The euro was down, and oil at $62 a barrel. Sports, big loss for the Bruins to the Islanders, 7-2. They'll play the Rangers tonight at 7 o'clock. And Celtics host the Pacers at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service for today, lots of sunshine and temperatures in the upper 30s. Cloudy tonight, low of 31. Rain tomorrow with highs in the mid-40s. Sunday will start out cloudy and a little rain in the afternoon, a high of 45 degrees. Chance of a shower on Monday, March 1st, the high Monday, 50. For the boater today, waves a couple of feet. The wind out of the northwest becomes southwest later today. High tide at 10:30 this morning. Sun rose at 6:23, sets at 5:30. So again, sunny on Friday with a high 37 degrees. A traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Friday at 7:30 a.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, February 26th.